Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in this week. We will now hear the news and weather from Jacob, Kason, and Katie. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Me and my co-host Jacob will be going over the school news for this week, and Katie will join us with a weather report.
The FBLA members will be competing at districts on December 5th, and Herf Jones will be delivering rings and jackets from 2 to 2:45 in the library on the 7th.
Attention students, the December ACT will be on the 10th. See Ms. Bailey or Ms. Matthews to sign up for the next one. And don't forget, semester exams are coming up on the 14th through the 16th.
That's all the news we have for this week, folks. Now on to Katie with the weather.
Welcome back to Weekly Weather. I'm Katie, here to give you your weather forecast for the upcoming days. Saturday, December 3rd, a little bit of relief from this cool weather with a high of 77 and a low of 52 that night. There is a 0% chance of rain so far. Sunday, December 4th, some early morning clouds making it slightly cooler with a high of 76 and a low of 59 that night. We are seeing a small 5% chance of rain for that afternoon. Monday, December 5th, mostly cloudy but still relatively warm with a high of 79 and a low of 61 that night. No chances of rain so far. Tuesday, December 6th, some early morning clouds but luckily not too cool with a high of 78 and a low of 59 that night. Back to that small 5% chance of rain. Wednesday, December 7th, some scattered clouds with a 51% chance of late shower, so pretty much muggy outside with a high of 80 and a low of 62 that night. Thursday, December 8th, mostly cloudy with mildly warm weather with a high of 76 and a low of 59 that night. We are seeing a small 6% chance of rain so far. All information was accurate as of November 29th and has been provided by myforecast.com. Now on to Cole, Roman, and John with the sports.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Bethlehem Wildcats Sports Segment. My name is Cole, and I'm joined by Roman and John. Today, we're going to recap the boys and girls basketball's past games from this week. The Bethlehem boys basketball team had their home opener on Monday. They hosted the Freeport Bulldogs and won 61-38. The leading scorers being Landon with 17 points, Roman with 16, and Eli with 11 points. Following that game, the Wildcats played Rocky Bayou and won, with the leading scorers being Roman with 18 points, Christian with 12 points, then Landon and Colton with 6 points. The Wildcats improved to 2-0 on the season.
The Bethlehem girls basketball team played the Walton Braves this past Wednesday, losing a close 29-34 game, with the leading scorers being Reyna with 11 points and Hayden with 7. Christmas tournament start this coming up Friday, hosted by Holmes County. Come out and support your Wildcats.
That's all for this week in sports. Tune in next week to see how the boys did versus the Bozeman Bucks. Now on to Aiden with Tech, Zach with This Week in History, and Oliver with Funky Factoids.
Hi, my name is Zach, and welcome to This Week in History. November 28th, 1775, the U.S. Navy is formally established by the Second Continental Congress. November 29th, 1787, the civil status is granted to protesters in France. At Louis the 16th, issues Edict of Tolerance. November 30th, 1887, the first softball game is held indoors at the Farragut Boat Club, Chicago, Illinois. Copyright 2007, a day-by-day review of world events today in history. Next to Oliver with Funky Factoids.
Hello, my name is Oliver, and welcome to this week's Funky Factoids. Today, we will have weird but true facts. Did you know that the stage before frostbite is known as frost nip, and people who suffer from bunathropy believe that they are a cow and will try to live their life as a cow? every continent except for Antarctica has at least one McDonald's. And a duel between three people is called a truel. And baked beans are not actually baked. My source for this week's Funky Factoids is ScaryMommy.com. Next is Case with Movie Reviews.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Gameverse, and this week we're doing something a little bit different. This week we're doing top games of November. We got a lot to cover, so I'm not going to go over all of them, but if any of them catch your ear or you're looking for a release date, this should cover the date. Kicking it off with November 3rd, The Entropy Center, November 4th, It Takes Two, November 8th, Sonic Frontiers and Football Manager 2023, November 9th, God of War Ragnarok, November 11th, Tactics Ogre Reborn, November 15th, Pentiment, November 16th, Call of Duty Warzone 2.0, November 17th, Goat Simulator, November 18th, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, November 22nd, Evil West, November 28th, World of Warcraft Dragonflight, November 30th, Warhammer 40K Darktide. There's a lot of games that I did not add due to the sheer amount of games releasing this month, so don't be upset if your games didn't make the list. That's it for me, folks. Come back next week for more video games. Source for this week's podcast was Opera GX Release Calendar.
Welcome back to the podcast. This week's facts will be about polar bears. The polar bear is a big animal, reaching a weight of 990 pounds and a height of 5 foot to 8 foot on its hind legs and 4.4 feet on all fours. Their diet consists of seals and Arctic foxes. Polar bears live in Alaska, Canada, Russia, Greenland, and some northern islands owned by Norway, such as Svalbard. Polar bears depend on the sea ice, which forms above the open waters where their seal prey lives. Polar bears have no fear of humans and have no natural predators, so it is a very dangerous animal. The bears typically curl up and dig shallow pits into the snow, sleeping with their backs to the wind. For comfort, the bear uses one of its outstretched paws as a pillow and allows snow to pile up around it to provide extra warmth and insulation. Thanks for tuning in this week. Make sure to come back next week for more interesting facts all about animals.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Film Review Roundup, the segment where we research, review, and discuss some classic and modern movies. In celebration of the holiday season, I've decided that the next few weeks will be dedicated to what I will be calling the Top 5 to Christmas. In this, I will be counting down my personal Top 5 favorite Christmas season movies. And to start out this list, we'll be talking about the beloved classic of Home Alone. Taking our number 5 place, this fun holiday comedy is one of the most recognizable Christmas season movies out there. It follows our main character, Kevin McAllister, as he attempts to protect his home from attempts at robbing, as he is stuck home alone, while his parents and family are stuck in Paris. I recommend this movie to anyone who wants a simple, fun comedy to enjoy with a family. In our number 4 spot is the animated film of The Polar Express. This 2004 animated film starring Tom Hanks is a fantastic Christmas classic for those who want a more realistic approach to a Christmas story. I use the term realistic very loosely here, because of the wonderfully fantastical aspects of this beautiful film. Highly recommend this film to any Christmas watch party, and be sure to bring the hot chocolate when you do. That's all the time I have for this episode. Thanks for listening, and please tune in next week for part 2 of Top 5 to Christmas. All information from this segment was provided by IMDb.com and RottenTomatoes.com.
That's all for this week, folks. Stay tuned for next week to hear about the annual Holmes County Christmas tournaments and some great movie reviews for the holidays.